This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
Facebook and how much it knows about us have been in the news a lot lately. Last week on the show, Karen North, a professor at USC, talked about how businesses use the platform for advertising. Yes, brands can use our data to target ads specifically to us, but something else North said stuck out.
I think that we need to realize that advertising and marketing today for brands, you know, needs to be quality content, as if you're creating entertainment.
Entertainment. That's something very different from what worked a generation ago. That means advertisers have to change what they do. For example, how do you take a brand that's been around forever and sell it today? So our producer, Eliza Mills, went to visit the advertising company 72 and Sunny in Los Angeles. The firm handles advertising for Tillamook, the dairy company that's been around for 109 years. They make cheese, ice cream, yogurt. These guys head up the brand's creative team.
My name is Guy Borchere, and I'm a group creative director here at 72 and Sunny.
My name is JC Bruzzi, and I'm a creative director here at 72 and Sunny.
They lead the team that made this ad, which you might remember.
Hello, farmers. Hello, co-op. Hello, integrity. Hello, Molly. Hello, naturally aged cheddar, made by a real craftsman.
Hello, Dale.
Hi.
That was from 2016. We can't play you an ad from the early days of Tillamook because most of their branding was in print. Black and white posters with the cheese in yellow. Now they use Instagram, YouTube, and TV commercials, and they have a whole room dedicated to making fast turnaround ads. Here's Guy Borchere.
Well, what you're looking at is a room full of what looks like crap, but it's a lot of really cool stuff. There's all sorts of like photographic material and like, you know, almost like miniature set designs and props, and lighting equipment. Next to me, there's a room with a gigantic industrial fridge full of Tillamook stuff, cheese, ice cream. The team is in here concepting and thinking, and then they have an idea. They start trying stuff. I'm sure like sometimes you try stuff and it's like doesn't work and you try something else and photographing, filming, stop motion, just making stuff. So it truly looks like a maker space.
Guy and JC sat down to talk about how the ad game has changed and what that means for legacy brands like Tillamook.
Advertising is changing, but it doesn't matter. It's still communicating something to a group of people. So an older company with the right values, the right tradition, it's actually great. Because now, compared to like many decades ago where you did like maybe one film and one poster, now your message can really live in so many different places, you know, from like multiple film-like objects to printed things, to things that live online, on the web, and social that like you want to have a lot to talk about, and Tillamook offers that.
The other thing about Tillamook that's interesting is 109-year-old brand that is still sees himself as a challenger. I think when they go up against the bigger conglomerates in the industry who can outspend them media-wise, they just have to be smarter. They have to be more nimble. And I think as culture and as communication has evolved, it gives them the ability to reach a wider audience, to be a bit more one-on-one with them. I think the brand building is cumulative, though. It's like not expecting one piece to do the entire thing. And I think that's what the Instagram example of 2 seconds and you swipe past. That happens a lot if all you're going to do is throw out a film with a message that's going to run in social, which might not be the best use of that media. What you would try to do more on social is engage your community a bit more, get them to interact, and over time they'll be looking for stuff from you or they'll be at least willing to watch stuff from you. And I think that's what Tillamook, you know, really aims for is in that space, is to kind of engage and tell a deeper story. We do stuff that's very product-based and stuff that engages fans and then stuff that just tells a deeper story about the company.
I think there is definitely like a hunger for that. I think our youth is so engaged right now. More than ever, the younger generation is going to respond to something that like has a positive message, that wants positive change. Last year, we kind of turned the empty plate emoji into like food donation. So we partnered up with an organization that donates food for kids in need. And eventually, we surpassed the goal by a lot. And talking about organic like engagement, like Captain Kirk himself, William Shatner, organically just saw it, retweeted it, and then people started asking how to do that. He was like teaching people how to donate and how to do it. And it was like for us, not because it was like, oh, a celebrity retweeted us, but it was cool to like to see that like there are some real fans out there and people that are really engaged. They kind of represented like who we're trying to talk to, people that like care. And through that, he just amplified the message for us. But if that wasn't a message that resonated with people with something good in it, it would just be another ad.
You do try to do stuff that people are going to engage with and pass and share. We don't ever approach anything as like, let's try to make this viral. But I think just naturally what that means is you want as many people as possible to see it.
I think what's different, I think, is, you know, there's so much more to respond to, so much more to compete with, you know, not just other brands, but content creators and people making things, and try to be a brand squeezing in between all of that when, you know, even the place where the ads used to live on TV is getting more and more like taking the back seat. So I think what's changed is the competition for attention.
I think the driving change in the industry is going from talking to people or shouting at them, you know, often is what used to happen, to now engaging and having a dialogue. And that's because of social, that's because of digital.
Tillamook right now has a really big social presence across all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We still, from time to time, we'll do like, we ran an Oscars spot in some markets a couple years ago. And I think some of the most successful things we've done have been things we ran, started on a social thing that had a lot of engagement. It's like sometimes you have to be super reactive. Some of the best brands out there are in social media every day, reaching the audience and reacting to things. So we created a social approach where like we have a little maker room, a space where like the creative teams can sit in and they have all the materials they need from all the food and all the cheese and ice cream in the world, Tillamook obviously, but also like all the equipment. And it's not like a gigantic photo studio with like super expensive equipment. It's like enough to be able to do things really well crafted. But what it allows us to do is like we also shrunk down on like all the layers of approvals and things that slow down the process. And we just created something that's really high energy, super funny. Walking there's stuff everywhere and the teams are just creating and making things. And it's just the energy of that room is something that could have never existed before. But I think with the speed of technology and the rate the culture is moving in now, you just allow for like, look, it's not that you can now do this. Can't afford not to, you know? It's like creates like a really interesting high speed idea, make it thumbs up live. That's amazing to me. That's super exciting.
That was Guy Borchere and JC Abruzzi of 72 and Sunny. And if you want to see some of Tillamook's early ads for yourself, just check out our story on the web at marketplace.org.